last time we discussed an issue related to Maaseh Shabbos, if you have a challah that is usher to you because it was a result of Maaseh Shabbos, but that will lead into a discussion today of what happens if for your Lecha Mishnah, one of your loaves of bread is something that you're not allowed to eat for whatever reason, and maybe multiple reasons. Maybe because it's frozen and you're simply physically not able to eat it. Another possibility is, like we were discussing last time, it's usser. There's some sort of halachic problem with the second loaf of bread. And a third possibility is you bought yourself four challahs for the entirety of Shabbos and you realize that you still need to keep Lecha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas, so you can only eat one challah at each meal. You can't cut into the other challahs at each meal, so you've made the second challah inaccessible to you. Is there a difference between these three cases? So let's start at the very beginning. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Tes and Beis, and in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, tells us that there's an obligation to have two loaves of bread for Hamotzi, and we derive that obligation from the man, which is described as Lechem Mishnah, which we assume means two loaves. The Taz even understands that this is a requirement midoraisa, even though the Magen Avraham seems to disagree and assumes that it's a requirement midrabanan, but everyone agrees that it's a requirement. The Gemara then tells us about different Amoraim and what they did with their challahs, how they cut their challah, that Rav Kahana would be botzeya al shtei kikaros, but would only eat one of them. So he had a Lecha Mishnah, but he would only actually cut into one of them. And the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph says that that's what you're supposed to do, because the Shulchan Aruch talks about which challah you're supposed to cut. So he says you're supposed to cut the bottom challah, and then the Ramah says, yeah, but that's only Friday night. On Shabbos day, you're supposed to cut the top challah. So the assumption is that it's okay to just eat one of the two challahs. So with that alone, we've already answered, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one of our questions, that if you don't have enough loaves to cut two at every single meal, that seems to be okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Gemara then tells us that Rabbi Zeira would be Batsa Kula Sherusa. So what exactly does that mean? So the way Rashi understands is that it means that he would cut off a very large piece, more than a single portion, in order to supply himself with bread for the remainder of the meal. And the Gemara then asks, but it's Mechsi Karaftanusa, that makes him look like a glutton if he's going to cut off such a large piece. The Gemara says, no, it's clear that he's doing it because of the Chibuv HaMitzvah, because he doesn't do that any other day of the week. He only does it on Shabbat. However, the Rashba understands that what Rabbi Zeira actually did was that he cut both loaves of bread, and that was his hanhaga. And in fact, the Gra says that's what you're supposed to do against the Shulchan Aruch. Like the Rashba, the Gra says that you're supposed to cut both loaves of bread. And with that, the Gra explains, that's what the Zohar means, that you're supposed to have 12 loaves of bread for Shabbos. It doesn't mean that you have 12 challahs at each meal on Shabbos, like a lot of Hasidic Rebbes do. They have 12 challahs by each meal on Shabbos. Maybe it means that if you have three meals, two loaves at each meal, so that's six, and you have to cut all of them. So six halves is the equivalent of 12 loaves of bread. So that's the kiyum of what the Zohar writes. So what happens now if you have one challah that is a frozen challah? So it would seem to hinge on this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. Is the second loaf a din in the bracha, to have two loaves there for the bracha, but you don't need to eat both of them? Or is it a din in the achila, that you need to actually cut into both of them to eat both of them? It might also hinge on whether the zecher leman is a zecher la'achila saman or zecher la'nefila saman. Meaning, what is the element of zecher leman? Is it the eating of the double portion, or is it the fact that a double portion fell, even if you're not partaking of the whole double portion at one time? And Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yudal Tzim Mem Oz Gimel, he writes, "V'ashtei kikor shalochim uzeicher leman v'im keinira demikivan shu rak zeicher leman maspik sheheil zerak shem lechem." That as long as it has a shem lechem, that's all you need. Like it says by the man, "Avalo be'inon shebeis hakikaros you ruuyim gam la'achila." You don't need both kikaros to be roi la'achila as well. Clearly, assuming that the Shem Lechem is determined by the Nefilas Haman, that's how it came down, and that's what it's a Zecher to. So there are three basic approaches in Poskim about using a frozen challah for Lechem Mishnah. The Machmirim, the Shevet Alevi, and Chelek Vav, Simulamid Aleph, assume that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, where he allows you to eat only one of the challahs, but at least requires the second one be Ra'oi L'Achila. You have to be able to eat the second one. And the Shevet Halevi writes that Darki lahachmir bezeh. I'm machmir on this, says Rav Osner. To keep on the nikra lechem mishnah, uldas ktsas rishon ben mesar klipsal hashem. So we can't forget the Rashba that you have to even cut both of them. So good, we're not going to paskin that way. We're not going to go that far. But it at least has to be ra'oi to be able to cut both of them, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore he says he's machmir that you cannot use a frozen loaf of bread. On the flip side, there are a number of achronim, of poskim, that are makel. The Minchas Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Tes, Simen Mem Beis, that first he initially wants to say that kol omid lahavshir kimefushar dami, that anything that's going to defrost, it's ki'ilu, it's already defrosted. He makes a tushtel, because Shari Tshuva talks about if you have a loaf of bread that's very burnt on one end, where you're going to have to cut it off, that maybe that's already not a shalin, because kol omid to be cut off, lachtoch is kachatuch dami, so he says it lekula over here, kol omid, you know, to defrost, is ki'ilu, it's already defrosted. Okay, but then he says, and seriously, he says, "Nira de b'kein nidon didon the royal achila b'lishom tikun. You don't need to do anything to it. It's going to be royal achila. It's just that right now it's very cold." So he thinks that that's called that it's already ra'i la'achila, even though practically you can't eat it at the moment, but it for sure he thinks is called lechem. The compromise shita is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, this appears in Shulchan Shlomo and Reish Ayin Dalet Aleph as well. He distinguishes between how long the meal is going to go. If it's going to be edible before the end of the meal, then it's fine. Then it's lechem, that's ra'oi for this meal. But if you're having a quick Shabbos meal and there's no way this is going to be defrosted before the end of the meal, then this is not lechem, that's ra'oi for this meal. So you have to already be predicting at the beginning of the meal, you know, whether it's going to l'mafreya, it won't count. I'm not sure exactly how you do that that cheshbon. In Rabbi Tzala Stern and Bitzala Chachma, Chelik Gimel, Simon Kofiud, Oz Dalit, he says that he holds the same way. He says, can you be Mitzayv to Lech HaMishnah? Do you have to wait? So he says, it has to be Roi L'Achila, V'Reisi Shaddai Im Tia Ru'i L'Achila B'Sof HaSuda. V'Rabi Yadu L'Hamshik Suda, so Kamashi Yirtza, you could always be Mamshik HaSuda as long as you want it to be. So it's always Roi L'Achila B'Sof HaSuda, as long as you see to it, that you make the Suda last that long. Good, that's all as far as a frozen challah. What if the challah is Asr? What if there's a problem with the challah? So it may depend on the level of Isra, or the level of the problem. The Prima Gadim writes in Reish Ayin Dalet and Mishpatzo Zav Sivkat Nalev that Yeroi Eli, Mi She'ein Ochel Pas Kutim Ve'ein Lo Lecha Mishnah Kiyim Achas Pas Kosher Ve'achas Pas Akum. If a person is makbid not to eat Pas Palter on Shabbos, right? They're makbid not to eat as the Mishbura recommends, being makbid for that. Years ago, not that many years ago, like 3-4 years ago, David Bashefkin wrote one of his top 5 Mishpacha pieces, and it's something like Shabbos party treats, and he mentioned like the Stella Doro cookies as a top Shabbos party treat. So Rav Natanel Wiederblank wrote a letter to the editor, to Mishpacha, that it's probably not so appropriate to have Stella Doro cookies as a Shabbos party treat, because it's Pas Akum, and the Mishmura recommends that we should be makbid on Pas Akum. So Rav Wiederblank in his shir wrote the letter to the editor. So that's a Mara Makum you're not going to get anywhere else. So the Prima Gadim says that if you have Pas Akum, if you have Pas Kutim, and you're makbid not to eat it, he says you could still have it for Lecha Mishnah. Because that's your akpada. Not everyone's so makpid about that, and therefore can still work as lechem mishnah. In Chalkas Yaakov or Chaim Simon Sadi, he discusses non shmura matzah. Let's say it's Pesach, and you want to use your makpid to only eat shmura, and you want to use a non shmura as the second loaf. So he says. So if someone is in that situation, in mutalo letzarif lini lechem mishnah, he says, I was asked, gam matzah sheina shmura, and v'chein yesh l'stabik lini pasakum. Since it works for Erevin, like the Shulchan Pasim Simshin Peivav, the Ma'avrin Li Yisrael Betruma Ula Nazir Beyayin, to make an Erev for a Nazir using wine, which he's not allowed to eat, but other people are allowed to eat. Or Yisrael Truma, which he's not allowed to eat, but Kohanim are allowed to eat. Da'av She'en Ro'i Lo, Im Ro'i L'Shum Adam, it's good enough for an Erev. Because other people are allowed to eat it, that's good enough. In the Tshuvas Yoshev Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simen Ches, I don't know who that is, but he writes that on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, a lot of times we want to minimize the chametz that we have around the house. So sometimes people have like one little challah roll that they eat very carefully, you know, over plastic or something. But what about the second loaf? Can you use matzah? The Yerushalmi says that kol ochel matzah on erev Pesach kilu bol arusaso bebeis chamav. You're not supposed to, it's jumping the gun. You're not supposed to eat matzah on erev Pesach. So he says that it's aser, and he says that those who are noeg shalol lechol machine matzah is aser to use that as well if you're noeg. Why? What's the difference? He says because if one is noeg not to eat a certain type of matzah because they have a chumrah, because they have a minag that they're observing, so then fine, then it's edible for other people. But if you hold that it's mamish aser, if you hold that this is chametz, you hold gebrach, this is mamish chametz, and you really believe that that's aser, you hold nobody's allowed to eat it. So that if you hold that nobody's allowed to eat it, even though other people hold otherwise, but if that's what you really believe, that nobody's allowed to eat it, and it's not just a personal chumrah or personal anhaga, then for you it's going to turn out to be a chumrah, that you're not going to be able to use it for Lechem Mishnah. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.